Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
If you think this is staying on topic, you're off your tits.
That's what I'm here for, apparently. Keep this on topic.
That's one of my favourite shots ever. There. What is going on already?
What?
Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant. A question of soccer.
Have two teams from the same city ever met in the Champions Cup?
The Champions Cup? Where? How
that
old
was the European
this?
Cup before you were born.
Okay.
Have two teams from the same city?
No.
What about Milan? Have there never been a Milan derby in the Champions
Liverpool,
Cup?
Liverpool, Everton. Were Everton ever good enough
no,
to do it?
No.
Real and Atletico played three derby matches in the 1959 semi-finals.
Welcome, everybody.
Right?
Yeah.
They had to do a playoff in Zaragoza. Why? I need more information.
Some people may be going, well, of course they played in the final, but this book, as you may or may not have noticed, is almost as old as me.
Yeah. It's from 1997, which means that all sorts of these questions are minging and wrong, which means this is the greatest quiz book ever, because it'd be like, how many Champions Leagues have Liverpool won? And it'd be like three or something, or four, whatever they was on. And it'd be like, they've won six. That's what it says here.
So I arrived in the office today and got told, can you go on Howson's Brew and try and keep things a little bit more on topic? We've got a lot of good things to talk about. We've got Sal Niguez, which I'm thought so Steele be happy about. Got this sponsorship deal, Paul Pogba back in the team, and all this. We sit down, and Steve's got Ali McCoy.
How many times do I tell him, do not ask me about modern football, because I don't fucking care. At 4 o'clock on a Friday.
Right.
Who was the last team to win a final with only homegrown players?
Celtic.
What, in 67?
Yes.
No,
you don't think it's been done since?
What, with only homegrown players?
Only homegrown players.
Have Bill... No, they've not won it.
Only homegrown players? When you say homegrown, do you mean just...
I mean a fucking allotment out
from
back,
that country.
I'm waiting to see a top... it's not the rundown. No, you're right. We're not drunk. We're just drinking. We're going to be drinking tea very shortly. That's it. I have no idea, Steve. Tell me.
Hang on a minute.
Is it one of the Basque teams?
Hang on a minute.
No.
Is it Red Star Belgrade?
No.
Is it Steaua Bucharest?
Steaua Bucharest, 1986.
Notch got it. Good lad, Notch.
Santa Notch.
Notch getting it right. What else have you got for us, Steve? Before we start talking about your favourite player on the planet.
Right, yeah. So here's an example of how this is just incorrect. Since Borussia Dortmund were the holders, Germany entered three teams in the 97-98 Champions League. Greedy bastards. Would it be possible for a team finishing third in its national league to actually gain entry? Now, it's quite normal that for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
No! UEFA have stipulated that a team finishing third in its domestic league will never be invited.
Can I just hold that up a minute? I want to read the back of it. Right. The first sentence of that is the most ridiculous sentence I've ever heard on the written page. Read it out.
Say? Says, few players know more about football. I can't even fucking read, mate.
Go on, you can do it. You're going to do this.
Few players know more about footballing facts and feats than Ali McCoist, the free-scoring striker who has rewritten soccer history, has he?
He's just making things up.
On numerous occasions with his glittering career with Rangers and Scotland. Yeah, what really glittered for Scotland?
He scored like one goal of the tournament.
Sorted.
Twice or something.
Now the popular star of BBC Television's A Question of More Sport lies. Has put together a book packed full of fabulous topics such as the FA Cup, the World Cup, Scottish football and clubs of Europe.
It was all right, Question of Sport at that point, though. It wasn't bad. Ali McCoy's...
So I'm in the European Cup section.
Let's...
I'm going to go to the Scottish section because this will be up absolute fucking banter.
Mate, this is Scottish section in the what? It's just Celtic 67 at the end.
Somehow we've gone Ali's from...
Top 10 England internationals who have played for Rangers. Can you get them all?
No. Top 10 England internationals who've played for Rangers. Right. Mark Haley.
Yes.
Boom.
This is way before.
Hey, get in there. This
is really... You must have one you can think of.
Ray Wilkins.
Yes.
Boom.
Two for Jay. Gazza. Come on. Gazza. 2-1.
Oh, you bastard.
That's as good as I'm going to do. That's as far as I can go.
There's at least two that I think you should get, and I'll be disappointed if you don't.
Remember, I was 4 at time of writing this book.
And what?
Trying to think who gave up on football and went to Scotland.
Ah, this was running in 97. They was like half decent then.
Yeah. I'm just going to read comments. Butcher.
Yeah, Terry Butcher.
Oh, Terry Butcher. Chris Woods, someone said.
Chris Woods, yes. 2-3-2.
I have to give him that one.
Graham Roberts, don't know who he is. He could literally be sitting in this room.
He could be anybody.
He's over there.
Gary Stevens, Trevor Francis, Trevor Stephen. They've had a load of Trevors and a load of Marks.
Oh, I was going to say, what's his name?
Walters.
Mark Walters, yeah.
I don't know why I knew you were thinking of that.
Got a load of racist.
As a player from the lower divisions ever represented England? Several have.
Steve Bull.
The last was Wolves' Steve Bull, who made a substitute.
The last. In 1990 or something.
He was a third division player.
What? Third division?
He must have been amazing. Motherfucker
scored about 400 goals
for
Wolves.
Yeah, you've got to pick him.
But, like, just... Did he stay at Wolves forever?
Yeah, I think he did.
I remember having an Italian England poster with Steve Bull on it.
Isn't one of their stands a Steve Bull stand?
Motherfucker scored 400 goals. You better believe it is.
Yeah, it should be, shouldn't it? Like, sacrificed his career to stay there.
Matt Letizia was born in Guernsey. But they're fucking wounded about that.
What a start of a question that is.
Was that the first Channel Islander to play for England?
No, it's Graham Lasso.
No, Jersey-born Graham Lasso just pipped him to that honour. Graham made his debut against Denmarsh in March 1994 while Letiz, which I think is short for Letizia,
I think you might be right,
came on as a substitute in that game, and it was won 1-0 by Terry Venables, and it was Terry Venables' first match in charge of England.
All right, this is going to be entertaining to watch. Have you behind the camera?
How many caps did Glenn Hoddle win as a player?
49.
We've got a super chat. Here we go. How do you compare first three seasons of Sir Alex Ferguson versus Ollie?
You would have to assume Ollie's done better.
Big shout.
Well, not really.
He has done better.
Yeah, I mean, factually done better. Fergie, first season, 11th. Second season, second or third.
Yep.
Third season, 11th.
It was obviously different times, different places. But
different place?
Different places.
It was the same place.
Same place. Same gaff.
A little bit different.
Thanks for your super chat as well.
There's a lot more in black and white.
Yeah.
Jay Adair.
Yeah, I did. I had Erwin Fergie.
I wasn't born.
I had a nice big...
What's England's worst ever result?
England's worst ever result?
Yeah. It's been described as a trounce in here.
Oh, Hungary?
Yeah, 7-1.
Wow.
Where was it?
Was it... I don't want to say at Wembley, because it wasn't 5-3 at Wembley, wasn't it? Was it... where the Hungary... Budapest?
Yeah.
We've said that.
1954. Probably the poorest result in England's history was getting beat 1-0 by USA.
Oh, yeah, in the 58 World Cup.
So here's a question. In going off that topic of Ollie or Sir Alex Ferguson, what it was.
Sounds a
Do
bit
you
modern.
Think that Ollie walked into a worse situation or did Sir Alex Ollie walk did. Into a worse situation?
Ollie walked into, and Jail, back me up on this one, and as will Notch and some of the other older, more grey-haired types in the comments, Sir Alex Ferguson walked into a team that had come 4-4, third, am I right?
Something like that, yeah.
Won FA Cups, which I guess is sort of similar. But he also, the reason why that team hadn't been champions, because I think the season before he took over, they went, I think, 10 out of 10 wins.
Wow.
For the first 10 games of the season. Now, the reason that they couldn't continue that was because Brian Robson gets injured. Then injury prone players get injured. Shock. Whiteside gets injured. McGrath gets injured. And I think they just sort of stumbled. But didn't like Stapleton get injured as well? Did it just absolutely massacre the team and we limped into finishing third? Now, you think a little bit less injuries. You like Fergie walked into a team with fucking Brian Robson, who was the best midfielder in the world at the time.
Ever.
Okay.
So, like, you know, he's walked into that. He's got the likes of Whiteside. He's got the likes of McGrath. He's got the basis of a pretty decent side.
I think the one thing that Fergie didn't have was
bit milky that.
What? I've never heard you say that in your life.
Never.
We were very lightweight up front. Stapleton was past it. He went to Ajax not long after.
That's
Fergie
why he brought
there.
Chockey on it.
Yeah, he brought Chockey in, but we had Peter Davenport, who wasn't very good. We had Terry Gibson, who was probably one. He's rapid, but I think he scored one goal his entire time at the club. So we were lacking. Your mate, I think, was there, but he was a child. I know he came later, actually, didn't he? Sean Gower. says it all. Sorry, mate, I butchered your name. Sudip Dutta says, why do we need Saul and the new shirt deal?
We need Saul because we don't want to see Fred and McTominay playing in big European nights in Milan trying to unlock defences for too much longer, do we?
You can get back to your book in a minute.
Put your book down.
Just one question. No, come on.
Let's talk about... We've literally... This is the audience, first right. off.
You can save your book, because I want to ask you this.
It's what they want.
I need to know this, because you've been obsessed with this Saul Niguez for ages, and I don't even barely know who he is.
We're actually allowed to talk about it.
Because, right, when I watched Atletico beat the Scousers, the main man in midfield for me was Thomas Partey. It was. He had a stormer, and I'm that guy where I'm like, he played well against Scousers, get him. So now I really want Partey.
Do you work at United?
I think so. They've offered me a job, but I'm too qualified. So
I'm not taking a Glazer coin.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, sorry. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Unlike our kid who works in the museum. Absolute sellout. sorry, Liam.
This brew looks ill.
But you've been going on about this, Saul Niguez, for about at least 4 years, probably longer.
We need.
So why?
What
is a Saul Niguez and why do we need
it? It's happened before. And it'll happen again.
You've been wrong.
And this could be a Falcao situation where I've just touched myself to him for fucking years and it's gash, right? Prepared to be hurt again. The thing is with Saul, he's got quality in midfield. And I think we massively lack quality on the ball. Is he perfect off the ball? No. But is McTominay? No. He's got a decent defensive output to his game. He's very much an Ander Herrera upgrade. I mean, you think of like the deficiencies that Ander Herrera had in his game. He was all right on the ball. Yeah. Saul's better. He's not a physical athlete. Saul's more of an athlete. Still not a beast in any stretch of the imagination, but he's more there. He's a little bit quicker. I think he's literally just an upgraded Ander Herrera. And how much would you like an Ander Herrera in this team in a minute?
The only thing
I'd say about that is that what the success when Ollie first came, there was still Matic, Pogba and Herrera. There was still that Nemanja Matic player that was, I'm going to sit here, you go and press, you go and play football, and that's what I'm going to do. And that was where the success came from. And I still think that...
Does that mean we have to play like that all the time, though?
No, I mean, I think he's going to play with the two in midfield. But can that two be Pogba and Sol? Because, look, Bruno in the 10 is going to be the thing for forever.
I think it could be. Because you've got to think, like, is Sol going to do the defensive side of the game? Yeah. Are United coming under relentless time after time attack? Not really. What do you really want out of your number eight?
On the flip side of that, there's still a possibility Pogba goes. Is Saul and McTominay? Saul and McTominay good enough?
Honestly, like you need five players. So let's just talk about when we were good.
There's a question here first.
There's a couple of super chats here. Let's get
into
them.
Can you go back to the first one? Marco said, Steve's wet dream might finally come to fruition. He said Stevs, not me. And the next one was, how do you think social media has affected fans understanding 90s football? Lots of young people my age don't understand the cultural significance. I'm going to flip that and say it's not just social media. Sky Sports has had a massive thing to do. Sky Sports has changed the narrative around football completely.
And Cam's in our ear being
Cam's in our ear reliving something that happened this afternoon.
Yeah. I think...
I need therapy.
The way Sky Sports have written things and the way they've kind of... The big six is Sky Sports. They've done
and
the
it's nonsense!
Four. They've done the big six. They
make it make
all
sense,
of this.
As the kids say.
They have pushed marketing campaigns around football teams. That's what they've done. And that's fine. That's why they are have done quite well. But at the same time, it's not... Manchester United in the 90s were unbelievable. And if Sky Sports and social media would have been at the full at that point, it would have been scary how much money would have been
well,
going
Sky was, but, I mean, we might watch one or two of the Premier League years.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
If you watch it with a not even a critical eye, just like half paying attention, you'll see how every single fucking season Sky have wanted Liverpool to win the league. Like 1999... It's 10-year anniversary or whatever it is of the last time they won it, or 2000, 10-year anniversary, whatever it was, the fucking 10th anniversary of them not winning it, and now they're like, Michael Owen, Robbie Fowler, Jamie Redknapp, this fucking helmet. Like, proper ramming it down your throat about how they're going to take the titles off United. What happened? Nothing. Like, they've wanted Liverpool to be successful forever. You see the state of it now. It's a piss take. It was the same then.
Yep,
I think the whole Spice Boys thing wasn't because they just turned up at Wembley in Armani white suits. That label came before that. That label came because Sky wanted them. They hammed up Patrick Berger like they'd signed Ronaldinho, like they always do. This is how it always goes down. Fuck Sky, fuck the Scousers.
There you go. What's your next question out of your book?
Which country did football begin?
England.
Scotland, I think it was.
The ancestry of football can be traced all over the world. A form of football called Xiu Chu was mentioned in the writings of the Chinese Han dynasty, while the ancient Romans and Greeks also took part in ball sports. The Roman version, Harpatusum, was probably the forerunner of early mob football matches in medieval Britain. You played in them, what was that like?
Oh, it was mint. Men were men back in those days. I loved it.
No shin pads. No.
No shin pads. You could punch each other in the head and not get booked. But we didn't have bookings.
Going back to an earlier Super Chat, they did mention, we've got a new shirt sponsorship deal today.
Oh yeah, we've got loads of money now, haven't we?
Got loads of money.
Yeah, mint.
Is it TeamViewer? I've said?
248 million quid.
For 5 years. It's not bad.
It's nearly 50 million a year.
It's not bad. It's okay.
Fucking mental, isn't it? It's a free app.
It's what's mad about this is, you've gone
How's
from
that work?
That much money. Because when Chevrolet did it, you kind of went, they're a car company that's been around for 100 years and have built up. And then when you've got Aon, AIG, it's banks, it's money. They've got loads of it. This is an app that you screen record your computer off. That have now
How
had
insane
been
is
able
that? That's on the front of our shirt.
To go and spend £250 million on a bit of advertising.
They got tits up, by the way. We got hurt, you know, there was a Chinese betting company that went tits up a couple of years ago. What are you saying, uh-oh for?
Just uh-oh. If they go tits up, because I've just thought that's a very good chance. Because when it goes back to normal.
What were they called?
What are you on about?
What, there was a Chinese betting company that worked with United who went tits up after like plastering United all over everything. United put them. They weren't on a shirt, but they were all over the website and stuff.
Was this recently?
2 years ago, a year ago.
Not was it, I don't want to say because I get it wrong and I get in trouble.
Was well, you can ask the question, was it Marathon Bet? I don't think it was Marathon Bet. I think it was.
It was a Marathon Bet. Yeah, so
what was the one where they had a. People going down at Old Trafford.
I think they had like 1-1 somewhere.
Someone said, is it called Otto? Otto. Could be. I don't know. No idea. TeamViewer's EBITDA is less than 200 million a year.
Sorry, what?
TeamViewer's EBITDA, which is a way of measuring company, is less than 200 million a year. That's not a lot. It's a bit worrying.
So they've just used all their money on to let sponsor United. Yeah. They'll get loads of downloads on the back of it, but it's a free app.
It's
no camera and I haven't downloaded it. Stop talking.
Oh dear.
So does this deal pay for your mate then? Is that the theory?
Alan McCoy.
No, Alan McCoy.
Yeah.
I think he's worth that much. At any point in his career. I don't know.
I don't think it's
apparently
that
United will go on, read the article.
I don't think it's that much bigger than Chevrolet.
Go on.
Cam's gonna put the article on screen for us, but it's the deal's not that much bigger than Chevrolet, where it changes our finances significantly. It doesn't go.
I mean, like last week when we were hiring money to pay, or hiring, you've not loaning
now
money to pay
got
bills.
100 million extra a year in the bank. It's similar to what the Chevrolet deal are. It's not massively more than what the Chevrolet deal was. Where
most capped player.
Can we keep it on going? Cam, have you gone into OBS and stuff? Because I think that we're off at this moment in time. I'm just reading the comments, mate, and they weren't too happy that we were on.
Okay.
He's had some sugar today, hasn't he? Okay. Atletico Madrid's Sal Niguez has been repeatedly linked to Manchester United in recent years.
Mostly by me.
Much. although he didn't confirm any approach from the Red Devils. The 26-year-old,
Good age profile.
He's flattered with the rumours of United's interest. A source close to Spain international has now told Cadena Ser El Lagos that it's very difficult to reverse the midfielder situation at the club. He's also partially lost support within the dressing room. Luis Enrique didn't include Sal in his squad for March's international fixtures and has affected him a lot emotionally. He's claimed he wants to leave Diego Simeone's side, but hasn't received firm offers so far. And it sounds like we're the only ones that can do it. I know Bayern Munich kind of got brought up this week.
Is Cam's mic actually going through to the viewers? Because really, everyone in the comments is saying they can hear him.
Really?
You fucked it, Cameron.
Ah, Cameron.
I've never heard Cameron shout loud like that.
That's because he's managed to wire his mic in.
You fucking helmet. He's meant to just be talking to us.
Yeah.
No, I think they can.
Yeah. let's not test this theory, shall we not? Just in case. I think you shouted quite loud. It's gone through a headphone into the microphone. Because I wasn't listening, apparently. Moving swiftly on. It's in the background, but yeah.
All right, okay. Glad we cleared that one up.
Yeah, moving swiftly on. Can you scroll down on the article for the shirt deal, please, Cameron, so I can have a read of that? Because I just got a headline, which isn't really great, to be honest, because it just said, we've got a deal. We know this. That's not the shirt deal. That's the Sal Niguez one. We've done that one. Thank you. I'm glad I'm here.
We can do this, gang.
I'm glad I'm here to get this more.
I know.
So Alex Ferguson was Scotland manager for a while. What was his record like?
Not very good.
Ferguson took over as a caretaker basis after the sad death of Jock Stein in September 85. And both Andy Gorham and myself had to thank him for our international debuts. Yeah, that's a trivia question for you. Scotland won 3, lost 3 and drew 4 during his 9-month in charge. Probably makes him Scotland's best ever manager.
Stop right there. There we go. So, I really hope they can't hear Cam singing what he was singing. Anyway, Manchester United have agreed a £235 million deal. 5 years, as Dean described, is the biggest shirt-only deal in the Premier League and largest sponsorship of any kind secured by a sports team during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, fuck off framing it like that. This is the best deal anyone's ever secured on the 19th of March.
Germany-based team viewer will replace Chevrolet at the start of the 21-22 season. In front of the United shirt, ending the American car manufacturer's 7-year run as United shirt sponsors. Also ending the fact that we might not be going to America now because there's less deals in America.
Oh, fuck off.
That's not pre-season, is it? So it's not like the Team Viewer logo is blue and white, but will be modified to just white to go onto United shirts. So we're not going to have a blue logo on our lovely red shirts. That is all we have at this moment in time in terms of the deal. But it's not massive compared to the Chevrolet deal. It's similar kind of finances, around 50 million quid a year. It's not going to mean we can sign Sal Niguez and not have to sell people. Because I think, I've said for a while, United are going to spend this summer between 75 and 100 million. That's it.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to spend a lot of money. That's it. You got to temper your expectations and everyone's like, oh, lowering standards. And I just can't be asked getting giddy for no reason. And then just be disappointed. Because that's where you screw yourself up. You go, oh, we're going to sign all sorts. No, we're not. Because we're not.
We're not. We looked at it last year. Even when we have so-called spent big, the net spend's been around 150 million. And that's when we've been out of the Champions League and they've been forced their hands to get us back into the Champions League.
Yeah, they're not interested.
No, they're just, the deal is worth less. But again, per season, it's worth more. And everyone going, it's because it's in the COVID pandemic. It's madness.
I mean, the only sort of question I have when you ever get a deal like this and any sort of deal is, are we going to see footballers off the back of it?
No.
Are we going to see some players? No. Are we going to buy anyone?
What's the point?
Yeah. I'm not precious about whether, you know, who we have on our front of our kit. It doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean? What matters is no
Could
one goes...
knobs yeah, on the front yeah. of it if it was like... If you, know you put knobs on your front of your shirt, yeah. you can sign everyone.
Yeah. I'd be like, everyone. Right, sweet. Do you know what I mean? And it's like this, like you say, the way they frame it as well, it's always the biggest deal for an English club, a Premier League shirt only or whatever the drivel is.
In the pandemic.
Yeah. During a pandemic on a Friday afternoon. Like, all right, nice one. Are we going to get Niguez? Are we going to get Sancho? Are we going to get Haaland because of this deal? No, then I'm not asked. Oh, the Glazers are going to get more money. Yes, mint.
He just means
Do
they
know
can.
What I mean, I don't mean to be negative, over. But it's just
two Super Bowls.
It means they can tick over like they have been doing. Like I said the reason they're pushing for this European Super League is because it means that there's no pressure ever on qualifying for the Champions League. You see, it doesn't hurt them that much to not qualify for the Champions League, but as long as they get back in it within a couple of years, they're okay.
That was what most of the deals sort of predicated on. Yeah. Multiple seasons out of it, innit?
So as soon as you get that European Super League
conversation going on here about what was the best sponsor. How anyone's not saying Sharp.
Sharp.
It's got to be Sharp.
Up there.
And then someone says, is Sharp still going? Yes, they are. Yes, we had Alex pushing like hell to try and get Paddock FC to have Sharp across the front.
Didn't My favourite with Sharp was when they had the team photo with all, like, you know, a microwave there.
It is a video player.
A video player in front of the team. Do you know what I mean? That is
pure
like...
80s, that.
It
pure
is so
80s.
80s, isn't it? Like,
what was that team? There was a team. Was it one of the Vienna teams?
Maybe.
Yes.
That Sharp.
Go on.
It's a purple team, I think it was. They're currently sponsored by Sharp.
Are they, though? Or are they just gone, we'll put that, it looks sharp. It looks
no,
sharp.
No, they're currently sponsored by Sharp. I would be willing to give Sharp the Paddock FC shirt for free. All I want is the permission and the we're not going to sue.
Release the cameras went, wow.
We're talking potentially four-figure deal here. Like.
Peter Kelly said, any truth, is it in? Is there much truth in a £25 million for... Cristiano Ronaldo.
It sounds like something that the Glazers would do. If they can get him for that sort of price, spend 400 grand a week on wages and sell all the shirts for a year, doesn't
matter
how good
money on
it is.
That.
Of course they will.
No, they don't make any money on that. Adidas have paid us our money up front. They own the licensing. That's why they paid us as eye-watering amount. I think if you sell like record-breaking numbers, you make a bit more on top. But basically, Adidas took our licensing. Adidas make all the money on that. Ironically, on a Nike player.
There you go. I do think, though, I reckon they'd make money off it in terms of just the commercial of having Cristiano Ronaldo there in every single picture for every single thing you do for the rest of the year.
Yeah. What are we selling? Moment. Dog balls. Hold it. Smile.
I used to love that with Wayne Rooney. It's a sponsor.
Holding a puppy.
I know it sounds mad, but you're also getting the biggest Instagram influencer in the world at the minute, which sounds, but he has got 245 million followers, and him just going, I'm going to tag United in my post every week, does all right for him. And they would honestly
Knowing
think
how
about
United
that.
Measure that sort of shit.
Yeah. Ed Woodward
that
probably
makes
is
sense.
Absolutely wetting his pants at the prospects of that.
Like I said in Transfer Review last weekend, do you want interaction? Watch how many retweets Here's Our 21st Title gets. 21 times Man United, gadoosh, right? Watch how many retweets that does, because it'll do all of them.
Yeah.
I had to do some stuff at uni, and one of the things I did on was Manchester United, and they actually pushed that Jose Mourinho signing, having Alexis Sanchez in. Sanchez did 10 times the amount of interactions as Suarez did the same window going to Barcelona, and that was what they were proud of.
Of course.
And that was the thing they were selling, and that was in the investor pack for Manchester United. That's what it said, was that Alexis Sanchez signing did 10x the amount of interactions on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter than Luis Suarez did going to Barcelona, who was the second best. And you're like,
asked.
Yeah, but he was shit. Like, what?
But, like, honestly, imagine we have another and Solskjaer has won it moment, like Greenwood shins it into the fucking roof of the net against some fucker in a Champions League final. Count the interactions on that.
Yeah.
Be successful. Be a successful football team. Watch what happens. It all hinges on the back of being good. Because whether we like it or not, none of this happens when you're in fucking Unibond Division 2.
Nope.
Or even if you're 10th in the Premier League, like Arsenal, right? Doesn't matter. Bone. Even if you're in the fucking Championship, who are we playing this week? Brentford, and then we're going to Middlesbrough. Yay! Right? No one gives a fuck. You need to be playing your Barcelona's, your Juventus and all that. I can see the attraction from a commercial side of things, why the European Super League is what people want. But fundamentally, Manchester United should be winning our fucking domestic league. And I wouldn't want to see us leave our domestic league. I want 20 to become 44. Like, I don't give a shit about just tossing off and playing Europe. You've got to be big in your own backyard. And no, at the moment, we're the fucking second fish in the city. Yeah. At least quality-wise. I mean, there's that myth, isn't there, that City have got more fans in Manchester. Who said that? Like, because here's the thing.
City fans.
Most United fans don't really wear much United merch.
Well, they did a study, didn't they, where it was like, if you went off purely off season tickets, there's more Manchester United season ticket holders in Manchester.
In every
and that's the only way you can actually measure it.
Like,
yeah. Like, you know, that is a sort
it was
of
a fact.
Evidentiary way.
There was a couple that was pretty split. I think Drawsden and Tameside's quite split.
Salford's red. I know it's great in Manchester if you want to get technical. But
well, it's all the boroughs of Manchester are great in Manchester.
Sorry, sorry.
But
yeah.
Most of them, I think there was maybe one or two that were blue, a couple that were split, the rest were red.
Yeah, I mean...
And the thing is, though, if you stand in Piccadilly, if you go and stand up there and go and stand on the street, you will see more City shirts than United shirts because, for the most part, United fans don't really buy the merch. City fans look like they've been glued and rolled around their fucking megastore.
Did you like it, don't they?
There's fucking do they. And that fucking... Can I say?
No, I can't. No, you can't.
You know what I'm saying, though. You know what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking. Him with a lunchbox. Was he on that document? He should be on that documentary. Just saying, check.
I don't like Sal. He's the English rice.
Fuck off.
Declan Rice is good.
Fuck off.
No, I have Declan Rice now.
He's getting better.
Put McTominay in a West Ham team and talk to him.
He's getting better, though. This is the thing. It was all right if you looked at Declan Rice a year ago and thought, don't know about him. But I think he's having a much better season this season than he
Hi, Dominic.
Season.
Hope all's well.
Dominic. Oh, there's Dom. He's got a little span in it for his name.
Yeah. He's getting better, Rice.
No.
So, who knows? Jesse for Rice.
Jesse Lingard's gone there and looks like fucking Ronaldinho.
Yeah. Jesse Lingard for Rice, I think, is a decent swap.
Yep.
And I like Jesse.
How did Trippier end up in the England side, by the way?
Who gives a fuck?
Honestly.
Do you know what I mean? Gareth Southgate's an absolute muppet. I know, I'm not being funny, right? You know my dislike of all things Scouse. But if I was Jurgen Klopp and I heard the England manager going, Trent's shit, I wouldn't be happy.
It's funny, though, isn't it?
It's funny. But it's like, I'm not pitching because he's not any good anymore.
You see one
what?
Of the, what's he called? The athletic
Why are you
writer.
Saying that?
He was like, ridiculous decision.
Oh, James.
And I was like, why is it a ridiculous decision? He's been fucking gash this year. I don't necessarily think Trippier, who's not played for 3 months, is a better option.
I think
but
that's...
Come on, you maniac.
The thing is with the England
What level of reality does Aaron Wan-Bissaka not get in this squad, Dad? Because he's not chosen Congo, has he?
No,
and
he's
I think
available.
It's probably because of that. Well,
do you reckon?
Well, fuck you then, yeah.
Because even if Trent is in that squad or is on form, I still think Wan-Bissaka deserves to be in the squad. So have Trippier in there, and who is it?
Grealish not in?
Like
was Grealish not in on the back of discipline?
He's been injured. He's not played.
The thing with Gareth Southgate is he just some of the things he does and says just absolutely infuriate me. Because
dropping.
All right, I'm not bothered about the whole. Trent thing because that's Trent Alexander-Arnold thing because that's not really my concern but like the way he handled the Mason Greenwood situation was
appalling
and it's like I wish to God that Fergie was still around because Fergie would have drove down a bloody the FA and just swatted
come
him
come on Mason you're coming home
yeah.
That's he wouldn't like, have even got to the stage it got to
putting him in the press conference
that would have been
was,
why
are you putting a teenager in a press conference where he's going to get asked questions about Harry Maguire and Mykonos that the club have specifically avoided, and you've put him in a situation, his first ever press conference on the world stage for England, and he gets asked about
He'd have been pulled, Fergie would have pulled him out of the squad. That,
that then.
As soon as that press conference went out.
Now's your ankle, what do you mean? Yeah, I thought it was sore. Yeah. Here you come.
Oh dear, it's always sore for the rest of his career.
The mad thing about
when he's due to play
the
for
England squad, it's not, like Trent getting dropped on form is right, because he's been pretty poor. But Eric Dyer's made the team, so you can't use form as a thing. Eric Dyer has been woeful this season. He's still in the team. You've still got, I don't get the Calvin Phillips thing. Like, Leeds are 12th. They're not that good. He's not that good. He can't be in the team. Get Declan Rice.
Oh, do you fancy him? He's got a fucking top knot. Get a grip, Gareth.
It's just, it's strange. I can understand the Trent one, but Trippier's not played. You can't use form as a thing.
Sean Fitz says, how's him going on about Niguez again? Lol, for fuck's sake. Hey, I didn't start this.
Red Devil says, I think he left out Trent so he can rest. Didn't he literally say he's not playing as well as he used to?
Yeah.
He wasn't rest. It was, or if it was, it was a strange way of thinking.
It's not a great way to spin it for him.
No. Yeah, it's rest, but actually I'll pretend it's because he's shite. Management.
Hey, no one's seeing that one coming.
Hey, it's actually, Trent, right? I'm going to rest you, but I'm going to tell the world that you're not very good at football anymore, right? Stop crying. It's all right, it'll work. Yeah, I just think Southgate is proper beige. He was a beige footballer, wasn't he? And he's just a beige manager who fell into that job.
Best thing he ever did was get stamped on by
exactly. Do you know what I mean?
And, let's have it fucking right, he flew in at him, knee height. He deserved to get stamped on. The absolute shithouse, rolling around on the floor holding your stomach because you've been stood on.
If Roy Keane stamps on my chest, I won't wash it again for the rest of my life.
There's a question, there's a super chat there that I'm just going to go back to. Arvid said, hi Steve, are you going to make something in connection with the 30th anniversary right on the 15th of May? What's the plan? Have you got a plan?
Just going to get dead drunk and have flares in here.
Right. Just you shouting with Mark Hughes.
What's the problem?
Sounds good to me.
What's the problem?
We have to do something ridiculously good and big on that.
Yeah. On that. You supposed to shock you?
Yeah, I have. He messaged me and I said I'd ring him. I've not rang him yet, so now I'm going to...
No, there's not our content meetings outside. Let's
I'm going to have to ring him. I was better ring him and I'm going to, but I need to ring him when I've got time, so I'm going to ring him.
Ian Hamilton says Stephen just hates England because he thinks England is all just Tories. You might have a point. I went to England, Scotland, right? And I felt the most out of place person in the world. Because obviously I don't belong with these lot wearing skirts.
Yeah.
And the people in the England side, there was like... People in barber jackets and pink shirts and chinos were standing up going, come on in, come on in, you fucking kids.
I went to England, Germany.
And I was sitting there just looking going.
Like, you know, in South Africa,
yeah.
I went to that one because it was over there anyway. And it was like, England till I die and all that. And I know I said I am and all that rubbish. And no surrender to the Taliban, which I thought was ridiculous, in the middle of South Africa in a bar. Like, what? Where? Oh, right, okay.
Are they here?
Yeah. And if they are...
What are they in a bar for?
I'll probably surrender. I'm not going to lie to you.
I've not been to an England game. I was meant to go to my first one.
I've been to two, actually. I went to England, Bulgaria, summit at Wembley, to got free tickets. And
the international break last year, I was meant to go to a friendly. I think it was against Brazil. We were meant to play Brazil or something. But then that coronavirus thing happened, so that got cancelled.
What was that?
You not hear about it, though.
Do you know what annoys me about that squad, actually, the England squad?
Go on.
I want Marcus to have a rest. Don't want him playing for England, hurting himself even more than getting shits off England fans.
And the worst thing is...
I can't believe he's not been pulled out again.
Yeah, why has Ollie just not said no?
Because he's probably not going to play this weekend. There's a chance he doesn't play this weekend.
So he's definitely... He can't not play for United in the FA Cup quarterfinals.
He's going to go to
England. And then go and play for England.
He'll go for a fitness test at England, even if he doesn't play in the quarterfinals.
The thing with Marcus is he needs protecting from himself. Because
I'm
going to
go park across his fucking drive.
Yeah,
like, where are you going? England?
No.
Back to bed?
No, not happening.
Seriously. What are you having?
I get it for a footballer, right? I get it. It's a big honour to play for your country. He always gives his all for his country as well, for England. And he's got a great record for England as well. So obviously Gareth Southgate wants him and rates him. But he's knackered. Do you know what I mean? We're in danger of breaking him.
I think he was fucked last night.
Of course. How often does he come off at half-time? How often does Ollie even want to take him off at half-time? Never. And he literally
had to be strapped up before he played as well.
It's ridiculous. It's obviously as well, like, they have that conversation, Andy, and you know what Steve went about, like, give us 45 then, because Paul Popper can't start. Give us 45, we'll take you off at half time. But even that shows you that he's not a player that should really have been in the squad.
No.
But we've got no Cavani, we've got no Martial. Everyone loves Diallo, but he's still a child. Yeah. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? It's like Gary Barlow. So it was obvious.
Guys.
It was obvious, like, that he wasn't 100%, and now he could miss the quarterfinals. It's just really annoying. So if that happens, there's no fucking way he should be going playing for England. Who have we even got? Who are we playing in these games?
Who fucking cares?
Albania, San Marino, and Poland.
Is that who we're actually playing?
Yeah, I've just read it.
It's there.
No way. Play us three.
I know. San Marino.
Go on. Play us three.
Seriously.
These are qualifiers, aren't they?
Albania. If you don't win those three games, you don't deserve to qualify anyway.
There's still points that they might not be played, which is right. Why should you can't play some European matches right now when it's only you're getting people from all these different bubbles they've done to go to Albania? Do it. Just leave it for a week or so. Leave it till the end of the season. Everyone's talking about there's too many fixtures and all this kind of stuff, and how do you fix it? Well, if you scrap international fixtures in the middle of March, that's a good start. Why not do that? It makes give these lads a week off. Everyone just lump the
internationals together, and when they go for a two-week camp, make it a three-week camp and play an extra fucking game. Ta-da!
There you go.
Jesus. Did I just come up with that on my own? Should work for fucking FIFA.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Good wages.
You do, yeah.
We got a super chat.
Don't fuck about now, do they?
You go back to the comments. We've got Harry Johnson went to an England game and they were singing Pro Thatcher songs. My socialist South Yorkshire dad.
Honestly, I've never felt more out of place in my life than being at an England game. And there's a few that I've been down to. Like, we've been sent down to go and cover them sometimes. I went to an England-Italy game. Just got smashed. That was all right. And I went to the England-Scotland one. It was on Remembrance Day as well. Ugh. Honestly, I was literally sitting there. We was in the block next to where the Scottish fans was, and I was like, don't feel like any of them. And then literally that guy, this accountant-looking motherfucker, standing up, trying to offer out 2,000 fucking Scottish people all wearing like the Highland fucking hats and skirts in November. Get a grip. I saw more men's genitals than I really wanted to see on a night out. Because McCullough's going around going, are you doing it proper? And they're all like, yeah, there's me dick. And I'm like, sound.
The thing is, as
Manscaped
well,
Manscaped have missed the trip by not doing it with Scotland.
A lot of
I might send them an email.
A lot of England fans, they're from like, they support small clubs, don't they? Like Rotherham and Millwall. Millwall and stuff like that.
Did you know you can get tickets for the 1966 final on the day? England didn't sell out a single game in the 66 World Cup as the home nation.
That says it all, doesn't it?
Do you know what FA I mean? Cup has consistently outsold England matches, regardless of who's in it.
I think they'd sell out now. I think they potentially sell out now because I think there's more people want to.
It's probably more convenient.
It's easier to get England tickets than it is Manchester United.
Do you know
what
Wembley did sell out in the '60s?
I do.
European Cup fan.
Thank you.
'68.
Except when it's home to Manchester United.
Is the title for real? Yes, we're getting Sal Niguez for £50 million. It's definitely happening.
It's 100%. It's nailed on.
Yep.
I saw it on the internet.
Did I feel in the right place when I want to watch a game in Bulgaria? Yes. I was scared.
Yeah.
But yeah, I felt at home. They're all fat and aggressive. Spoke better English than the fucking Cockneys that were sitting there as well.
Thing is, right, if England get to a tournament, I can get into it.
Yeah,
like
not
I can't
necessarily with England. I like tournament football because I like football.
Like, I quite like 2018 because I felt that England team was quite likable. You had Jesse, you had Marcus, and also the non-United players weren't offensive. It wasn't like Gerrard and Terry, who I actively despised and would rather Germany won when we played them than see fucking John Terry lifting anything. But with that England team, it was either beige or United players. There was no one who was like, oh, I fucking really can't stand, you know, Jordan Pickford.
Jordan
I'm not really
Henderson.
Bothered.
Okay.
Even Jordan Henderson though, right?
Oh, fuck off, Jay.
He's just a scouser.
Jay, he was trying to knock the pigeons off the fucking roof against Croatia.
Yeah. Oh, he was shit. And it made me laugh the fact that he's so great they subbed him off in the biggest game of his life. But it's not like he's Steven Gerrard levels of...
Was I at Euro 2016? I covered it for the Football Republic. I had a right good time. Anyone who remembers TFR Live, some of you will remember TFR Live. They had me doing Social Corner. I was just getting drunk.
It's not like you, Stephen.
It's not like you.
There would just be like random nationalities of alcohol just slung around the place. And I was trying like, do that Swedish fermented fish and stuff like that. Like do all of the different mad things that you would do. I'm just getting fucking double drunk. And
we're gonna do. We need to do some beer stuff for this. The Euros this summer, don't we? The European Cup beer, like Cameron's just said. Now is. Shall we do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that? So people that don't know.
What do you mean? What's that, Jay?
So what we're gonna do is
we're gonna get
a beer from each one of them and rate them, and also talk about the football team.
Rate them. That's it. Yeah.
Rate them, but then talk about football as well at the same time. A little bit, though. Probably more than this podcast. A little bit more than this podcast talks about football.
You know, a cooking podcast talks more about football than this podcast, to be fair.
Modern football.
Yeah, so for the World Cup of Beers, it wasn't a full measure of beer, so it wasn't like a half or anything like that. There was maybe like 100 ml of beer, maybe, something like that. It was like a fat boy shot sort of range. I think we worked out, we had like 180 drinks.
Wow.
Something like that. But that's obviously in smaller doses, so it's not 180 pints because you would die. But I was seeing things on the way home. I was fucked up after that. Dave bailed after the quarterfinals, and I had to finish it on my own. I was in a bad way. good point.
That little Belgian, that Belgian beer, the cherry one, I've had that in
it's top.
It's amazing
it.
That.
As Cam just said, you can get it from Foundation Coffee, Einstock, which was an Icelandic coffee based beer. I don't like coffee. I fucked that beer up. It was belting. Might go and have one, actually.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Skippy FC with his Liverpool emblem in the super chat says, great draw for you guys. Half decent one for us. Fingers crossed.
I got this one. Fuck off, mate.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you for your super chat.
Yeah.
It was a decent draw. I do think Madrid will beat you, but thank you for your super chat.
World Cup of Rum sounds better. But they're all from the Caribbean. All the good ones are from the Caribbean, really. Salford.
If we do spirits, we will actually die.
Jamie Burton says, went on away day with Austria Vienna versus RB Salzburg. Better than going to England. Beer in the stands, blowing the megaphone. Fans were sound.
That's how like a good day.
Yeah, man.
Fancy doing that.
A lot of countries.
Can't wait till we can start doing stuff. Don't
they? Thanks for your super chat, Jamie.
Yeah.
Skippy FC says, ha 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 ha.
So he's had a laugh at it. He's taking it well.
Might follow Ireland.
Euros. Oh, no, don't do that.
Speaking of Ireland, do you think
that's when people do that? Do you remember, you're too young to remember 94. 94 when Ireland qualified and England didn't.
He was talking to me, Steve. Yeah. Not you, mate.
Me and you talk, I don't know if you've noticed this, but me and you talk about a certain game before 1994 every single day we converse. In 1994, everyone was like supporting Ireland because England didn't qualify. But I don't know. I mean, I like Dennis Irwin, Roy Keane, but.
Not Ray Owen.
No, not John Aldridge.
Yeah. Was you here the other day?
Yeah.
I've been here before.
There's like a really badly produced program that appears on Sky all the time. It's like top countdowns and stuff like that.
I was here.
No. That was horrible, wasn't it? That was ridiculous.
Wait, I ain't finished what I'm going to say.
I know, but go on. You've just reminded me.
And they was like, hey, did you know what happened in 1991? And I went, oh. So it starts, see, this is why 91's so good, mate. It starts with Italia 90. And you're like, yes, the best World Cup, right? And then it goes all the way through what happens. It's Gazza crying, it's all lines, England missing penalties, it's fucking top. Yeah, yeah. And then it goes all the way through. Then it starts with the breakdown of the Yugoslav Republic. And they put like Dino Zagreb were playing like Red Star. And that shit just went off. Like Zvonimir Boban is fucking Masvidal in a copper at some point in the middle of this
I have never
footage.
Seen a footballer start swatting coppers in the middle of a game until we were watching that thing the other day. And I'm not exaggerating. He literally starts 1 hour in coppers and they're scared of him.
I thought you were talking about something else about the top five when we do the top five captains.
That was horrible.
The top five Champions League finals.
I was shouting at the
There was a couple of things that annoyed me when watching that day. When they did the Johan Cruyff story, they went through the 70s, the 80s. He went to Barca. And then they skipped to the 1992 Champions League final.
Well, look, you're saying it is where he lost.
So why not? It's the greatest game in the history of football. Why wouldn't you acknowledge it?
We have got a super chat from Paresh who said, whether Sir Alex Ferguson could have survived after initial bad seasons if there would have been availability of similar level of social media buzz like today.
The thing is, you've got to remember, though, with Fergie, it was different because had Fergie finished second now in his second season, or his first full season, whatever it was, that's Champions League football. So
Champions League football makes it different.
Yeah, so that's different. And it's like, oh, wow, you've took over a team that was nearly relegated. Now you've got a second in Champions League football. And then that changes the narrative completely. There wasn't. It was you either win the league or you don't. There wasn't even any European football at the time. So then you go on from that and it's like, then he had a bad season. I think, was it the one where we finished mid-table, what, eighth or whatever?
He came like 11th. Yeah. And then after that came 13th.
Yeah.
How he survived that, I don't know.
The 13th one is the FA Cup one, though. And also, in those days, like now, if you're on a good FA Cup run, no one gives a shit. If Ole was sat in 14th and he went, well, I mean, the quarterfinals of the FA Cup, you sat, mate, we don't care.
Well, that's it.
Those days, the FA Cup was like, in my opinion...
Champions League wasn't the thing?
In my opinion, the FA Cup during the 80s and 90s was... Well, during the 80s, anyway, was more important than the league. What are you laughing at, it was?
No, I'm just agreeing.
Yeah,
I think which is mad, considering where it is now. And that question of people going, would you rather in the Europa League and the FA Cup now? Imagine asking... I mean, he wasn't even there. It was early 90s that the UEFA Cup got started anyway. It was the end of the Cup Winners' Cup, wasn't it?
It was merged. You had UEFA Cup, then you had the European Cup Winners' Cup, and then it merged them
merged
to
one. So there wasn't even that question.
The European Cup Winners' Cup was just too good, right, to keep going. Do you know what I mean? It's like we can't...
Think about it. What are the best teams? Is it the ones who win the league? No, that's boring, right? It's the fucking party boys who win the cups. That's what you want, right?
Like Arsenal.
What party do you want to go to? the successful kind of guys one, or the absolute fucking wreckheads who can't keep it going together for 38 to 44 games a season, but they can pull it on when it needs to be. Put all them in one house and watch it fucking
we're
go
talking
off.
About
that is what the Cup Winners' Cup was.
We're talking about your Manchester United.
Yeah, your Barcelonas.
Your Barcelonas. Your Real
Madrid. Montpellier's.
Your Montpellier's, yeah? Your Sparta Prague's. Do you understand?
Your Legia Warsaw's.
You're just wept. Peter Kelly.
Your Wrexham's.
Ireland national football team, the only Ireland national sports team, other than the Olympics, that actually use the national anthem because of politics. Did you know that, Stephen?
I didn't.
There you go. Now you do. Thank you very much.
Don't want to talk about Irish politics again today.
No, no. We talked about Scottish football the other week, me and you on the Europa League draw. That
must have taken long.
No. Rangers versus Celtic never goes well.
No, fuck a pair of them. They'd be in League Two if they were fucking in England.
Yeah, they would.
At best.
You just randomly, at the end of all the games last night, you just texted me out of the blue saying, Rangers lost. And I went, right. And you went, yeah, it's funny, isn't it? That was it. that was his thought process. There was no...
Well, I didn't even say that. I just sent you the picture of Javen in between us saying funny.
There was no point to it. There was no, should we do a video on this? There was no, should I do a tweet about this? I'm going to do something about Gerrard or anything like that. It was just funny.
Ross Murphy says need 1,000 members for the Watch Along 91 Cup.
Yeah, make it happen before the 15th of May.
The whole tournament, well, not the whole tournament, our entire run, Manchester United's run from the beginning to the end. It's that glorious night.
Get me 1,000 members by this time next week and I'll go kidnap Mark Hughes for it. I know where he lives.
He will do that.
I'll do that.
Absolutely will do
that. What's the worst that can happen? Right. I get nicked.
Many things.
Right, I get nicked and they go, what are
you
doing?
What's the worst that can happen? Right? When you say that, like, anything, like, something really horrible to all of
us. With allegedly
forever.
On. Right. If I get arrested.
Yeah.
Kidnapping Mark Hughes,
yeah.
The arresting officer goes, listen, son, what's going on here? And I go, it's kidnapping Mark Hughes. I was going to bring him back. And they go, why was you kidnapping Mark Hughes? I go, because it's nearly the 30th anniversary of the Cup Winners' Cup. He goes, oh.
There you go. Done.
Fucking hell.
There's a question there.
Let's go get him.
Yes.
Question there about how to become a YouTube member. If you are watching a laptop, it's next to the like the subscribe button below the video. So just click down there.
Yeah, I am on record saying I want to kidnap him. Not going to hurt him. No. I like him.
Yeah.
Someone's put he could volley you in the head.
He probably could.
And he would not.
He absolutely could.
Clean off.
He's
gone.
That's like Crow Cop levels of fucking head kicks, that, isn't it? Jesus.
Wow. Imagine that. You are not waking up from one of them volleys to the head.
That's your entire face caved in that.
Me and you were talking about it the other day when he scored against Wimbledon.
Also, I think Cam can get a link for it.
On the way out of the goal.
Celebrating.
Yeah.
Celebrating by slapping Wimbledon players. I think me and McCullough did this. I think he makes it into my top five United strikers that I've seen, just on the basis of he was fucking hard and he got it and his goals doesn't really stack up to what you would see in modern day. But the game's changed. What he did as a striker, like motherfucker, didn't score a tap in his life.
He won the PFA Player of the Year twice, and yet he was never prolific. Like we've won the title with him scoring 11 league goals. Yep. Can you imagine? He went 30 games once in the league without a goal. Can you imagine that now as a striker, not even as a inverted winger or whatever you call him, not like Marcus or Dan James or whoever's on the right, Mason, but as Cavani or whatever, I know he's number 10, but you know what I mean? Like, as a striker, imagine that, the outrage.
It just wouldn't happen.
No. Get rid of him, sell him now.
Somehow City, fraud. City are probably going to do it this year without having anyone that scores a lot of goals.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the first time I think the league's going to be won without someone that can score goals. Like a prolific scorer in the team in the Premier League. I don't think there's anyone that's not. He's always been a striker that scored goals for a team that's won the league.
They've spread their goals out.
Yeah.
Because even their defenders have got like three or four, haven't they? Do you know what I mean? It's like, what's going on there?
Can we start blurring them out at the top of the league?
Like we did last year.
We did it with Scousers, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. I liked how much piss it boiled on Merseyside.
That's shithousery at its finest.
There's a few retweets.
Bitterness.
Yeah, look, could have stated these.
Look at state these.
Fuck all the way off.
We're all football fans together. No, we're not.
Are we?
No. I hate all that.
Hey, Liverpool gone bankrupt.
Happy
sausage
day.
Roll party at Steve's house.
Do you know what I mean?
Fucking hell, mint.
No.
Do me a favour.
City have gone, sound. We have another tin pot club. We'll play against Bury and call it a derby. Who gets the same amount of fans? Who gives a fuck?
We're getting the curly finger from Cameron.
Oh, fuck off, Cam.
Keep talking.
Hughes made the it's from Notch, says Hughes made the whole attack tick. His strength was underrated, natural ability. Absolutely agree. He was mint.
Yeah, he was. Right, let's wrap it up then.
Shall we? People were asking about the rundown. Are we doing it on the day we said we're going
to
do it?
We're trying to, and I think our game's probably going to get moved to the Sunday
it's
now,
the Sunday,
isn't it?
For
that.
Fourth,
it is now, yeah. Well, Paddock, we've got a game that day, which
after?
You can't come to, but we could do a rundown on the night of the 3rd if everyone's interested. Probably be on Twitch.
Yep.
Get absolutely...
It's the weigh-in.
Yeah, it's the weigh-ins.
For the
which I kind of tossed off about a week ago, but still about £17 down. I think I'm winning.
I think you are.
Have you weighed yourself on the scales we've been using?
No.
With your
Timberland boots on.
With your Tims on.
Yeah, you've got to do the rules.
No, but I'm £17 down.
My standing there with balls on, these ones.
I reckon I'm probably still a stone.
I wouldn't
down.
Be surprised if you've won these.
It's the big things when Joe loses. That's going to be the best thing. That's
and I've been eating, I'm eating pizza. Last night I was drinking Heineken watching
Joe's
the match. I'm really not trying.
I'm trying a little bit.
I just want the gym's back open.
That's not good. It's after. I mean, it's going to happen.
I know.
After,
I'm just saying.
So.
Anyway. This has been Howson's Brew, where we've covered Ali McCoy's question of soccer.
Should we get one more question?
One more question, quickly. Go on.
Have Scotland ever fielded a side without home-based players?
What? What, that doesn't...
No.
Means near players that play in the Prem, you fuck.
No.
Not in 97, though.
Deliver who started in October 1978, European Championship match against Norway, were all English-based or Anglo-Scots. The match was Jock Steen's first game of the 1978-85 spell and perhaps one of the only big men who could... Why is he muting me?
Go on, hurry up and finish his sentence.
Got away with picking 11 Anglos, as they were calling them. That's pretty impressive. Wow. Shit, that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's going to keep me awake. Oh,
put me back on!
Right, this has been Alison's Brew. That's been Stephen Alison. You know all about him. That's been Alex Baggers. They're going to be about for the pre-match show on Sunday.
We've got
Leicester in the FA Cup, haven't we?
Yeah, man.
The most important competition of the 1980s, in my opinion.
I know the 90s.
So make sure you're checking that out. Make sure you're checking out the watch along. You know where to find all these guys. Make sure you're hitting like, sharing, and subscribing. And don't forget to check out the members section because we get 1,000 members. We're going to do a full watch along of all Manchester United.
If you do it by
games
Friday, I will kidnap Mark Hughes.
Cup, Cup final, and he will kidnap Mark Hughes.
Or at least guarantee. Like threaten him from outside his house.
Yeah, from a distance. Thanks for watching.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.